Welcome to the patio. Hey guys, welcome to the patio. This is episode 175, and you got a treat tonight. It's just me and none other than Father Fortenberry.
What's up, guys? It's Father Fortenberry, and you know, like I say, I'm the Bishop Bourbon, but today, in in excitement for St. Paddy's Day, we're drinking some Guinness.
Not any old Guinness. This is Guinness Extra Stout, Father Fortenberry.
Oh, it is. I'm sorry. But I'm finna take a sip of this, but you can find me on X now. It's Father Fortenberry _LFTP. I do run our TikTok account, which may or may not be up and running in a month. We'll know later.
If so, there'll be another one, I guarantee you.
So, you know what? Happy St. Patrick's Day.
It's the St. Patty's Day is fastly approaching, folks. We got a lot to talk about tonight. We have the final two. Well, I guess there's three. But the Republican Democratic nominee for president have been selected. The UK has made a big change in direction when it comes to providing puberty blockers to children. We'll talk about that a little bit more in depth. That and a whole lot more. Like I said, it's just me and Fortenberry tonight, but in typical fashion, he's going to impersonate the other guys. So let's do a quick intro. See, Gary started it last week. Hey, Gary, how are you?
I'm doing good. Let me tell you what I found at the car lot today, or the junkyard today.
What'd you find?
I found a bag of raisins in a trunk.
Marty Marr, how are you doing?
Good.
Did you do anything fun today, Marty?
I went to work.
Oh, okay. DW, how are you doing this fine evening?
I don't really care.
Okay, for new listeners, you probably don't think that's funny, but for everybody else, I'm sure they'll get a kick out of that. But look, we hope to have at least three or four of us. But I think we're all back next week. There's a good chance. All back in studio. Look, we're a day late, dollar short. That's on me. We had a little bit of a medical issue that I had to deal with, but all that got resolved. Nothing serious.
Nope.
So I'm back in studio now, and ready to rock this show. You ready to do it?
Let's kick this pig.
One of the first stories we'll get in tonight, we got two new presidential candidates. Okay, the same old presidential candidates. We have Joe Biden has received the Democratic nomination, or he has enough of the delegates to do so. We now have is Biden versus Trump 2.0 with a little sidekick of a RFK Jr.
Interesting. Did you see who RFK Jr. might have as his running mate?
I did. Why don't you share with the world who that might be if they hadn't already seen it?
If you have not seen it yet, the short list for RFK's vice president is Jesse Ventura.
Isn't he really old?
The governor. Or Aaron Rodgers.
Now, that would be interesting seeing how Aaron Rodgers should be quarterback for the Jets next year.
Yes.
But
you know what? I mean,
finally. Well,
he's got two killies. Maybe the other one go out next year.
But that's a terrible thing.
But here's my thought. And this is like I like some of RFK's I like some of his platform. But I would hate for our country, and I like Aaron Rodgers, but I'd hate for our country to be a heartbeat away from Aaron Rodgers being president.
It's a heartbeat away today of Kamala Harris being president.
You know what? Good point. Good point.
I mean, really, if you had to pick one of those two to be president, who would you choose?
I'd choose Aaron Rodgers, but, they both got knee problems.
Do they?
Yeah, she stays on hers, and he got sore.
You know, it's almost like we set that up for some bad jokes, but we really didn't. It just kind of fell into each other, didn't it?
We did not, but, it's moving forward. We're looking at a campaign between two elderly men.
They're both what, 80? They'll be 80 by the time.
They are past the point of life expectancy for an American.
Which is what, 78, I think, a man, maybe even a little bit less.
I think maybe 74. But I heard this on the radio, and it's a very good point. when we got past, so Obama was technically a baby boomer, but he was a young baby boomer. He was almost Gen X.
77 and a half years.
77 and a half years.
Yeah, but they both surpassed that.
So he was almost a Gen X by a year, actually by 3 years. But from him, we should have moved into a Gen Xer being president.
You would have thought.
We have to keep going younger. Instead, we go from him to another baby boomer, and then from a baby boomer to a silent generation.
So Joe Biden is beyond the baby boomers?
Joe Biden is beyond baby boomers.
So let me get this right. So what you're saying here is that Obama was like a young baby boomer. Trump was an old baby boomer. And then Biden is something totally different.
Yeah, yeah. He is a generation before. He is a generation before Bush. And I'll even know too, Bush, Clinton, and Trump were all born within 60 days of each other.
So
he is a generation before them.
So talk about Biden. We'll just stay there for a couple seconds, but or a little while. You sent me something. I think it was you that sent it to me. Maybe I sent it to you. I think I sent it to you now. Who knows?
You might send it to yourself.
It's been a heck of a couple of days. But in, I guess it would have been 92, something like that, Joe Biden gave a response to the State of the Union address for George H.W. Bush, his State of the Union address. And I found on TikTok, someone had suggested, said maybe that the Republicans should have just played this response to the State of the Union in response to the one Joe Biden had given at that time. And it was very eye-opening. It was very eye-opening as to the position of the parties today versus what they were, what, almost 40 years ago, or over 40 years ago, I guess you'd say.
What did strike me as odd about listening to that was, of course, in 92, I would have been, I was 11.
Yeah, I was 17.
In 92. But.
It's 32 years ago.
The Democrats really had a hard stance. They were pro-war. I wasn't expecting that.
See, it's funny because the history we think we know is not always the history it will go.
You know, in my lifetime, it feels like Republicans were pro-war, but it was just really a stretch from the 2000s. You had the Gulf War moving on into the Iraqi War.
You know, it's hard to look back at history and judge, but everybody does it. We're all pundits now, right? So yeah. Was there after 9/11?
No, and I'm not – well –
There were maybe the whole weapons of mass destruction thing that turned out not to necessarily be true. I get it. But what were we supposed to do after 9/11?
We had to do something, but we had to do it on the right pretext. You know, there was no weapons of mass destruction.
Hey, look, folks, we better get ready. There is right now a heightened awareness that the expectation now is that we have a higher potential for terrorist activity than we did on 9/11. Now, that's how to scare the hell out of all of us.
But look, you know, back on going into Afghanistan and Iraq after 9/11, I'm actually fine with if Bush came up and said, you know what, we've been kicked some ass, we're mad. I've been fine with that.
I think all of America was.
But don't feed us bullshit about weapons of mass destruction.
We believe we had weapons of mass destruction. So we talked briefly a moment ago about Kamala Harris versus Aaron Rodgers, vice president. Kamala has some problems, Jamie. This is exclusive from the Daily Mail. Just came out just a few moments ago before we went on air. Kamala Harris and her husband, Doug Emhoff, are caught up in a scandal over their elite Hillcrest Country Club that's been labeled a racist aristocracy that disregards reports of sexual assault and rejects anyone not white or Jewish.
How are they? Well, her husband's white. So, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. So what does that say about you there, Kamala?
You know, it doesn't say nothing about Kamala. It says everything about elitism, which is really the issue we have. It's not a black-white issue. It's elitism.
That's a really good point.
Yes, that's why I said it.
I'm not used to you having such profound points there, Jamie.
I'm not surprised. They're California Democrats. They're elitist.
Do as I say, not as I do, right? We learned that from Nancy Pelosi back during the great COVID.
Well, Nancy
shutdown.
Pelosi, Cuomo jackass that was a governor? The one that murdered all them folks.
Oh, man, Cuomo.
Not
his brother,
his brother's Chris.
His brother was Chris Cuomo.
Yeah. Not literally Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo. Yes. Not physically murdered him, but
he put all the old people in one that were sick in one building.
Yeah, you know, and if we have another breakout of anything, we clearly don't want him in charge of sticking sick people all together that are with non-sick.
But do you think he'd ever do that again? Surely he's learned from his mistakes.
No, because he won't be governor again, but somebody will. Somebody will repeat the same
Well, look, speaking of illness, there's a big problem in Chicago right now.
Beyond gun violence.
Yeah, this may be more deadly than the gun violence. There's a measles outbreak in Chicago. You want to guess where it started from?
Italian immigrants.
That's a pretty racist thing to say.
Italian immigrants? Why is that racist?
I don't know. It just seemed that way. no, not Italian.
Japanese immigrants.
No.
Chinese.
No.
A little farther south.
Yeah. Migrants. Three more measles cases pop up at Chicago migrant shelter. Now they have vaccinated all people at the shelter. But look, this is how the end of the world starts, people.
Okay. Was it the measles eradicated or was that polio?
Basically, the measles, at least in first world countries, had been all but eradicated.
So, you know, I've already seen this story. So, I mean, I played dumb, but that's just for the cameras.
There's no reason to be dumb.
So, I went back to do a little research. In 1980, like 2.6 million people died from the measles.
Across the globe?
No, there's a United States. Oh, so, as a population.
1980?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem that long ago.
With a population of, what was it? That's 44 years ago. But with a population of like 2.4 million, so it came out to like 1% of the population died from measles.
That's pretty substantial.
Yes. In contrast, COVID was like a 0.03% of the population.
And yeah, we shut the world down.
Shut the world down.
Wow.
So, see, I'd be torn because, like, I mean, I'm pretty sure I've had the measles vaccine, but if I had not, I would want the measles vaccine, the measles vaccine. But I'd also be scared that they'd try to slip COVID in there because it's not like our government's never injected people with stuff they didn't know about. Just ask Tuskegee.
Yeah, I guess overall the measles vaccine has been proved efficient, effective, and both without impacting people's long-term health.
Yeah, I mean, there are side effects to it. There's side effects to the polio vaccine. You know, all of them have side effects, but they were also all rigorously studied before they were rolled out, too.
Wow. Speaking of vaccines, though, and this is probably a terrible lead-in because it's not really a vaccine, England's National Health Service has stopped prescribing puberty blockers for children and young people with gender dysphoria or gender incongruence, saying there's not enough evidence to support the safety or clinical effectiveness of puberty-suppressing hormones. This is a big step for England. It's a big step for the UK because they basically led the way in doing this and applying these puberty blockers. They had one of the first institutes that would support sex change or begin in that process in young people, which they closed that, what, a little bit over a year ago probably.
Yeah.
And now they've gone full circle and they said, we'll no longer provide puberty blockers to children. I applaud UK.
Yeah, I'm kind of stunned they did it because typically Europe's going farther left. But, I mean, no, this is something that needs to happen. And, you know, you're allowing children to make decisions that will affect their entire life. Actually, I'm not even sure you're allowing children to do it. You're allowing
parents. Parents.
Yeah, parents. Yeah, it's parents. But it's also, I can't remember the name of it. What is it called where it's like
gender dysphoria?
No. Like where a mass hysteria, basically, where it's all in your head.
Like when people think you're sick, but you're not. Like,
yeah. Munchausen by proxy. I didn't destroy this whole thought process I had, but
I think we're following it though.
Yeah, Woodbury. You're following. Yeah, I mean, it's the parents are pushing the idea that is false, and it's scary because they're endangering their children. They're a dangerous society.
So check out this policy. And I think that most people, I don't know why people can't get behind this. This is what their policy now states. According to the NHS clinical policy, treatment for young people focuses on psychosocial and psychological support. Gender-affirming hormones and surgery may be available later on in adulthood. Why is that a problem?
Yes. And you know, they say that, oh, we want to, if you're a woman, want to be a man, they say we can eliminate you going through puberty. But you know what? Once you do that, you can never go back.
You can never go back. You can never go, oops, at 12, I made a mistake I cannot fix. That's, you know, why we don't allow children
story after story now
to do their own thing.
Of women who had their breasts removed at 16.
And yeah, this whole thing has just blown my mind. This is a good step. This step in the right direction, and I hope others can follow. And look, there are people out there that someday will then go on and still continue, and that's their business. As an adult, if you make those decisions, everyone's just trying to make the best decision for themselves and their loved ones. I get it.
But why can't we look at it and admit it's a mental disorder?
Social media. Media has portrayed it as something totally different.
I mean, clearly.
Actually, today you people would be more likely to deem you having a mental disorder for being against it than those supporting it. That's the state of
it's things. Actually that's a pretty good point right there. But I mean, that's just like have you seen this Nex Benedict from Oklahoma?
No, you told me about it, and I literally clicked it. I haven't read it yet.
Okay, yeah. So the nuts and bolts of it is, and I always get confused. They say she, so I don't know if that means it's. I said it. I don't know if this means this young child was a boy being a girl being a boy. Either way, she got in a fight in a bathroom. This was about a month ago. Got a fight in a bathroom and died later that night due to the injuries of the fight. That was the report that came out. So today, maybe yesterday, the autopsy results came out. Turns out she committed suicide, which is still terrible. Don't misunderstand me, but the knee-jerk reaction was they wanted the principal fired, superintendent fired, because they allowed this girl to get beat up in the bathroom and murdered, is the way they portrayed it. And here we are, she committed suicide, and it could be because she was being bullied. That's a clear reasoning. But it also could be because she has a mental disorder that also is a high likelihood that they commit suicide. That the suicide rate's double? What is it, T? It's like 40%.
Look, any death of a child's terrible.
Yes.
Whether it be suicide or because somebody beat them up or bullying. Bullying's a terrible thing.
But you also have to address the reasoning. And if the reasoning is they were bullied, then it's terrible. You know,
all children typically want to do is be accepted by their peers, yes, by the students.
But on the same note, I have a problem with what you said. Not what you said, but the fact that children won't be accepted.
They do.
What child goes out of their way to be the complete opposite of everything around them?
So let me draw a scenario for
that,
you.
Let me
lay it out for you.
But that's the problem.
Let me lay it out for me. Today's environment, this child is not being surrounded by the peers from school. They're not being surrounded by these kids.
Bingo.
Of the Choctaw Nation or whatever. She's actually, I think, from Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma. She's online. On TikTok.
Yes, getting
and
validated.
She has 20 people on TikTok that are just like her and tell her how beautiful she is, how right she is, how everyone else is wrong. That's her community. So then when she goes out in the public and people don't accept her, they can't understand why. Because everyone else accepts. So you know what? They're not wrong. You're wrong for not accepting me.
And you know, I'm not saying that you can't be yourself, but I'm 43 years old. I was a teenager once. Hell, I was in an all-black school. Hell, if I could have been black, I would have, because anything to make me fit in with the people around me is what you want to do.
The way you dress, I mean, we were dressed weird. Look, I had Marty, who's not here tonight, he and I both had perms in the back of our head. We didn't have mullets because we were also from mostly African-American school, and you're right. I mean, we probably would have.
Well, I wore my Jamal Mashburns. I wore.
Sure. But really, it has to do with what define community right now. Define it. Community,
people 30 years ago
were your neighbors. They were your people at school, your kids at school, the same ones you run around with. Today, that community is much larger, and you find people like you.
So, is it much larger, or is it actually smaller, but it's spread out farther?
Yeah, same thing.
Yes. Yeah, I guess okay. So.
It's the same thing. It just allows you to find more of a niche than maybe you would. Look, we had clubs in school, my small school. We had FBLA, Beta Club, Future Farmers of America. I don't think any of those people become farmers. Athletics, right? Those are your peers. If there was someone different, they didn't find those people till much later in life. Because they weren't in the small community where they're from. So they didn't have someone to suggest that they put the makeup on and the wigs and things. They didn't have someone suggest, well, maybe you're a different gender. You know what? Maybe I am. Maybe because I like people of the same sex, I have gender dysphoria. Just because you're gay doesn't mean you like you have gender dysphoria.
No.
It doesn't. Just because you even dress up like a girl, maybe you wear makeup or something, didn't necessarily mean that.
Drag's been around for eons. Sure. Drag's been around forever.
But this is a state where, and then when it people go out in public,
it is a social condition
construct. People on both sides like to use a social construct, but it does start there. Now, what goes on mentally after that? You know, who really knows?
Yeah, but you know,
what is the right answer?
So the same conversation we're having though. You get your validation online, you go to school, and you completely do not fit in, and you're ostracized from the people at school.
Especially go to a new school. Yeah, somebody goes to a new school.
It would be hard not to have intrusive thoughts.
Sure. It would be. You know, because you think at 12, you have 12 years of life. At 14, however, let me see. I think this child was 15 or 16 maybe. Anyway, at 16 years old, you only have 16 years of life experience, right? Mm-hmm. And say the last couple, they've been struggling with this, and then they go to school and they're getting bullied. I'm not defending bullying any child, regardless of this, so don't take it that way. But they go into this environment.
No, but on the same note, parent, if my kid is being bullied at school, I want to stop, but I'm also going to ask, why is my kid being bullied? Is there something as a parent I can do to improve his situation?
Sure. And I think it makes sense. I think that's a dad and boy way of looking at things, more so.
Like, has he got some janky shoes and I can go get a pair of shoes, and if it's that easy, I'll do it. If I can't afford it, you know, that I get it. But, I mean.
He better be tough, right? What do you always tell Mac?
If you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough.
Man, it's true. We do not instill toughness in our children much anymore.
Yet. Absolutely not. I saw a guy.
Not
today.
As a whole.
I saw a guy today. We're getting way off on this one.
I don't think we are. I think this is a really good discussion.
I saw a guy today, and he said that he tells his son all the time, figure it out. And it sounds like he's dismissive. But he said his 8-year-old son the other day made orange chicken and on a bed of rice in the air fryer. My kid would burn down the house with a microwave if I
now,
wasn't
alive. Sam comes up with some ramen recipes, crazy ramen recipes, some other recipes.
Yeah, but Sam's like,
I tell him, go change the spark plug in the car. It's the same video that he goes, looks at. I don't think he'd go do that, but anyway. No, but it's not so different. Toughness is not instilled. You know, I was reading through articles earlier today about this generation what's the current? It's not millennials that are coming out of college.
Alpha.
Is it Gen G?
I believe all three of my kids are Generation Alpha. I actually looked at this the day.
What's above Generation Alpha? Because it's the one that's just now getting out of college. They're really struggling to find work because they have these expectations of coming in with their dream job immediately out of college. And look, some people get it. Some people do. It just happens that way, but the others have to work for it. But that work to them also is not necessarily 9-to-5. And look, they definitely don't like 9-to-5 jobs per se. But unfortunately, that's where you
start. Here you go. This sounds even worse for Biden. Mm-hmm. So the silent generation was 1928 to 1945. So he was born pre-World War II.
Yep.
Boomers are 46 to 64.
That's pretty okay.
Gen X, which would be you, is 65 to 80.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I am. So technically me and Donnie and Gary are millennials, but I am what they consider a zennial. I don't know if they fall in that category because I'm an old millennial. Like I still did the latchkey kid thing and all that.
Yeah.
So 81 to 95 are millennials. Gen Z is 96 to 2015.
That's a big one, right? That's 20 years.
20 years, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, then it stops there. But I saw one today that said 2016 to now is Generation Alpha.
Generation Alpha. Hmm. Interesting. Look, we're in election year. There's a lot of things going on. Look, this out of the UK, I think, is at least people trying to be logical about it. It's going to make some people mad, but it's a discussion that's got to be had. And the problem is, I think what's happening is after we get a few years of experience under our belts, we're starting to see the impact of those decisions that were made initially.
Well, one thing, too, and you almost stumbled into it, people have trouble having hard discussions these days.
They don't want to. They're afraid of hurting people's feelings, for one thing.
Absolutely.
And then you don't know how people respond when you do.
They're afraid of hurting your feelings. They're afraid of getting canceled if you say the wrong thing.
Yeah, no doubt. Look, parents, just be the best parents you can. Do what you best that you can for your kids and hope it's right.
So look,
if you can bring a little God into it, that's probably even better.
I just want to say, me and Terry, we go to church together, and our Sunday school lesson, our class has been over parenting, and it has taught me nothing else but everybody sucks at parenting.
Yeah, that's a good point.
No, I mean, we all struggle. We all try to figure it out.
We all think somebody else is like his perfect parent, when in really behind closed doors, all of our kids little shits at home.
Yes.
That's what's clear. Even the ones we think are perfect, they're really not at home. But I'd rather mine be not perfect at home than...
Dude, you know how many people stop Charlie at school or at Richland and tell him that Angel Baby is the best kid?
Oh, no, I believe it. That girl could sell ice cream to an Eskimo.
And yet she is hell on wheels. She's mean.
Because she's smart. She knows how to use it. State of emergency for Arkansas, people. If you live in Arkansas, which all 233 subscribers probably do, or close to you, state of emergency, and not what you probably think for.
Oh, my voice
cracked. When I hear state of emergency with some of these things that you're talking about, buy the groceries. You might not be able to get groceries.
Yep,
make sure
gas.
You fill up with gasoline. There may be no gasoline available for you. Don't expect to be able to get medicine.
Get toilet paper.
Get toilet paper. And we're not talking about COVID. We're talking about the solar apocalypse. This is the name of the episode, Solar Apocalypse 2024.
I love it. Solar Apocalypse.
Solar Apocalypse. And it's not some scary B movie or something like that. It's 2024 in the state of Arkansas because we will have
It's a total eclipse of the heart.
It's a total eclipse of the state of Arkansas. Jamie, what was the stat you gave me earlier? Arkansas had...
Arkansas has, I think, 3.6 million residents.
Yep.
And they're saying that we should expect almost 2 million tourists.
And actually, it's a smaller window than just state of Arkansas. It's really the central part of the state. It runs from Searcy. It'll be in total, totalitarian.
I think
A word for that. I got to find it.
Totality.
Totality. That's it. It will be in solar totality, runs all the way over to, let's take a look at it.
So I think Hot Springs is the epicenter.
It goes, here's the map. I'll just put it up here on the screen. It's going to show it. Let me get it up there. There, here it comes. See the little ball moving across the screen there? So at 147, by the way, we're like over here. There it comes across at 150. It'll be coming through, was that Hot Springs, Little Rock, Conway? Comes through Searcy all the way up. Is that Batesville? I think it's Batesville. Pocahontas will be in. Total Jonesboro gets in total, and then by 2 o'clock it's over with.
So, for the most part,
maximum duration 4 minutes.
Did you watch the last big one we had?
Yes, I did.
What was that? 2018.
It seemed we watched one right here on my patio. It may not have been a big one.
No, so that was
last year. There was one come through last year.
The one came through last year that was smaller, but the one that came in like 4 or 5 years ago.
It was over around Missouri, right? Or Kentucky?
It crossed the other direction. It crossed going south to north from Florida, and it went right across Alaska.
Uh-huh.
So me and MG and Ains and probably Addybug, we all went to the in-laws' house and got glasses and just laid there and ate watermelon. And
We did the same back here.
I left school. I was out of school. I was grown.
Left work.
Yeah, I left work.
It was cool.
Yeah.
It was cool. We laid in the grass, watched it too. We'll probably do something similar here. I think I actually got to work that day. But still, it's not something that happens a lot, especially this close to us. Well, but still, is it really going to be that many people and cause that
so
much
problem? So I'll tell you what. So I have a job going on that is 32 miles south of Little Rock. And we have our big weekly meeting on Thursdays. And we're sitting there in the mechanical contractor at towards the end of the meeting that asking anybody has any more discussions. He poses the question, what is the plan for April 8th? And everybody's just sitting there flummoxed on what he's talking about. And he's the one I got these stats from. And so it turns out the mechanical contractor, the electrical contractor, and several other companies based out of Little Rock are all shutting down that day completely.
So here's what they're listing. This is what, which Claiborne County, that's up around Heber Springs, mm-hmm. says have enough food or groceries last from Thursday, April 4th to Thursday, April 11th for a week. Those who don't have well water should consider buying other containers of water. Saved in community water supplies are strained. Ensure vehicles are full of tank, full tank of gas. Stock household items that might be needed, hence the toilet paper. Refill prescription medications. Have extra batteries on hand for medical equipment that rely on batteries. Allow for extra time if traveling somewhere in case roads are congested. Have some cash on hand if the internet's not working. Look, do they know something else?
Boy, you get in my alley now.
Do they know something? You know what? You need to reach out to our old buddy and see if he's still kicking over there. What's his name? Black Flag Mafia.
Black Flag Mafia.
He's over in Searcy. That's right at the epicenter.
No, he's in Newport.
State. Well, Newport's right there at Searcy, yeah, I mean, yes. So he's right at the epicenter. You need to reach out for Al. That's Al over there.
Al, yes.
And see what he think about this. Yeah.
Al has probably got cattle fences up.
Yeah, probably so. We may tell him we may need a place to hide. Shout out to Duck Dog Mafia. I ordered a hat from him and a shirt that came in well. So if you guys looking for some of that Duck Dog outfits, go check him out. Let's see. Jamie, I think there was at least one more story I wanted to hit on. National Pie Day. That's it. Today, yes. Thursday. National
like apple pie, cherry pie?
No, like the circle pie.
Yeah, like apple pies and cherry pies.
No. Today's March the 14th. 3.14159. It's Pie Day. Oh. Yeah, pie that's used to measure
we measure circles.
Time two well, r squared.
Like so, what
use
I
use it for determining the.
Well, we use it for like if we're using a strapping our duck up for our strap, we use. I mean, technically, I don't use pi, but you can. Like what we do, like the duck size times 3 plus 4.
Oh, but okay, that does the same thing. Yeah, it gets close enough. You leave out the 3.14.
Yeah, I mean you're because you want to add a little extra anyway, just for.
You know, I don't think. Well, today I was kind of incapacitated, but
your vagina was hurting.
No other things. I do want to give a shout out to those at NEA Baptist in Arkansas for giving me some good care. I had some health problems. They helped take good care of me, and I've learned that I should never take a leave again. So anyway,
hey, you know I built that hospital.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Oh, well, you did a good job.
Thank you. Like, yeah. We went across the street. There's a Ace Hardware over there. Right across the street from the hospital. And, man, it was raining and nasty. And I went over there to buy some muck boots.
At
the Ace Hardware?
Yeah, it's still there.
And the lady said, do you work at the hospital? I said, yes, ma'am, I'm a doctor.
No, you didn't. It wasn't even open yet, was it?
No, it wasn't open yet. But, you know, why not? But, yeah, wow, that job's been.
That's huge.
That's 12 years. That's 970,000 square feet.
That's a big place. Big place.
That's the biggest job I've ever done, yeah.
Dr. Leverly, I think I said his name right, took good care of me.
What floor were you on?
Fifth. I was all the way at the top.
That's my floor.
5123, to be exact.
Yeah. You did send me that the address. Yep. Yeah, I did floors 3 and up.
Well, Father Fortenberry, I got another story, but I'm going to save it for the bigger crew. I don't think it's got an expiration when they get back. Yeah, I actually missed a good window for it earlier, and you're going to hate. I'll tell you on air what it was, and you're going to hate we didn't talk about it. But we'll get Gary's take on this, because I think Gary brought it up the other day. But we've been on it probably enough. Look, we're going to probably have some more stuff dropped this weekend. it wouldn't hurt for us to do some bourbon tasting. I think I've got some bourbon tastings I need to release anyway.
Yeah, we want to do a little St. Patty's Day release on Sunday.
Oh, speaking of St. Patty's Day, I got me a new hat, green one. Green shirt on.
I was colorblind. I can tell it's green.
But you're actually color coordinated. Did it happen on purpose?
No, it was an accident. Although I had to ask my son if my shirt was green. He said yes, mostly green.
Yeah, and it matches your yellow hat. So there you go. What's your part? Let's see. Hold on. Let's do this one. Let's do Marty. What's your part in words? Oh, I hit Marty button. Hold on a minute. Marty, what's your part in words?
Guys, we had fun. I'll see y'all next time.
DW, what you guys say?
Go Tigers.
Gary, part in words. Father Fortenberry.
You know what? I'll bring this up. So the Hogs just finished their season. We just lost to Vandy. Or not Vandy, I'm sorry. Lost South Carolina, which we should have lost South Carolina. 17th in the nation.
Yep.
You know what? I hope some of those guys stick around. I hope Battle sticks around. And who's the other boy?
I hope Devo does not, personally.
So,
but anyway.
You know what? Keep it going, Buzz. Well, we love you to Arkansas. Don't go nowhere.
Hey, guys, thanks for stopping in. I know we've been a little light the last couple weeks, maybe missed a day or two, but we'll probably be all back together here pretty soon, at least quite a few of us. It's that time of year. We got cheer, we got volleyball, we got baseball. Basketball's over with. But
plays championship game Sunday or Saturday.
Basketball?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all still playing basketball?
Championship game, yes. Yeah,
go, Mac, go. And look, get out and support your Irish pubs this weekend. They're one day a year that we all go to Irish pub and drink green beer. But most importantly, hit the like button. Tell your friends about us. You know what? You may not agree with our political views. That's all right. You can tell us about in the comments. Leave a comment. Tell how goofy
Father
Fortenberry looks. Tell me how sexy I look in his hat, by the way. Get away with that. But look, whatever you do, keep watching, keep listening. Life from the patio.
Keep on keeping on.
We out.